Welcome to the second episode of Upskill with EdTech, a production of SkillRise, an initiative of ISTE, the International Society for Technology and Education. Upskill with EdTech explores how digital tools can be used to accelerate innovation in teaching and learning to support career advancement and lifelong learning for workers and job seekers. Today, we'll look at the ISTE standards and how they've been used for more than 20 years to guide students, educators, and education leaders in a shared mission to rethink how technology is used to support education. As technology has evolved, so have the standards. On this episode, we'll learn how the ISTE standards got their start, and how they've changed over time, and how they're increasingly being used not only in K-12 settings, but also to help adults gain new skills through technology-enabled lifelong learning. I'm your host, Stephen Yadzinski, and we'll start with a clip from a virtual reality customer service training I participated in a few months ago.
I'm trying to understand your problem.
My problem is your internet. It's like from 1985. I mean, I don't even know if we were using internet then. I'm just upset. So I need this problem fixed.
What I can suggest I do is to call our IT department to see if they can help you troubleshoot.
Wait a minute. You have an IT department? Why didn't anybody mention that to me before? I would have gone right to them instead of trying to come down here and work in your lobby. That would be great.
Well, I apologize, sir, for the inconvenience. I'd be happy to call them. If you wouldn't mind returning to your room, I'll have them call you directly within 10 or 15 minutes. If that changes, I will call you and update you of status.
What you can't see is I'm interacting real-time with a human-controlled training avatar on my computer. While at home and over a regular internet connection, I was able to practice managing a stressful situation through experiencing the body language and frustrated tone of an unhappy customer. And we did eventually reach a resolution. The training was created by an innovative company called Mersion.
So Mersion is a virtual reality platform that allows learners to go into a virtual setting and practice a difficult interaction and make mistakes in a virtual world rather than in a real world on real people.
Carrie Straub is Executive Director of Education Programs and Research with Mersion.
Our avatars are digital characters that are portrayed on the screen, and they're inhabited by our trainers or by artificial intelligence and driven by the software. So they can be done flexibly. Our system is a human-operated system. They look like real people, and they have, you know, they can roll their eyes and they can arch an eyebrow at you. And they do all of that so that they can evoke emotion in the learner. And it's not uncommon for after we have like some type of an initial experience with a learner talking to an avatar where they say to us, wow, you know, it feels more realistic than a role play, than an in-person role play. I felt like I bought into it more.
We'll hear more from Carrie later about how their company developed their training and how the training reflects many of the ISTE standards' best practices. But first, a little background. ISTE released the first version of the standards in 1998.
So originally, they were really focused on the operational aspects of technology and just how do you make this technology work.
Joseph South is Chief Learning Officer at ISTE.
In 2007, we updated them. We're kind of the first time that they're really focused on 21st century skills, things like creativity and collaboration and trying to sort of evolve past just making the technology function into what are you doing with it. And then the last time we updated the student standards, which was 2016, we really thought about and emphasized ownership over your own learning. How can learners use technology in a way that provides them ownership over what they're doing, that allows them to be the primary agent of their own learning and able to accomplish their learning goals with the support of an instructor, but not sort of sitting at the feet of an instructor waiting for the next bit of knowledge to come to them.
The process of thinking through how to use technology most effectively in a learning environment tends to be less common than thinking about content.
And what we find is that if, you know, sort of left to our own devices, we're in great danger of simply taking what we do in the analog world and copying and pasting it into the digital world, which is actually not effective at all.
The goal is to embody the skills and competencies that a learner should have today.
So the standards focus on learners are really focused on what are the competencies that a learner needs to be effective in a world where technology is a ubiquitous part of their environment. You know, some of those standards are things like being an empowered learner or a digital citizen, a knowledge constructor, an innovative designer, really outlining for them not just the kinds of technologies that they can use, but really more focused on a way to engage those technologies to accomplish their learning goals.
The ISTE standards also focus on digital skill learning and development. That knowledge is essential in today's workplace, especially because of automation. South says to be successful, people must learn to be fluid in how they use technology.
It ups the ante for all of us to focus on how we can essentially partner with machines to help them do what they can't do without a human brain. And those sorts of decisions and that sort of knowledge and expertise is much more about being able to understand a dynamic context as it changes and know what the right thing to do in that situation is. It's able to synthesize two unrelated ideas and bring them together in a way that's novel, and to be able to use digital tools to accomplish that. And so when you think about the modern worker, their ability to think flexibly, to communicate effectively, but just as important, to be able to find the right people to communicate with who may not be in the room or even in the building to find the answers and the solutions that you need is going to be at a premium.
The standards are also used to create effective programs for adult learners. Glenda Rose is the Program Manager for Professional Development Needs Assessment and Evaluation at the Texas Center for the Advancement of Literacy and Learning, or TCAL. It's housed at Texas A&M University and works with adult learners who struggle with literacy skills.
And there are very few jobs that you can do without technology nowadays. Even the person who came to measure my floor was using a computer. And so rather than just an old-fashioned measuring tape and paper and pencil on a clipboard. So with that in mind, our teachers really need to be able to use technology in order to be able to help their students acquire the skills that they're going to need for the jobs of the future.
The TCAL program supports an ambitious mandate to build training capacity in local communities throughout Texas. Texas is a huge state where many rural areas lack good internet or even cell phone service, and using technology to help deliver their services is a central component of their program. Many of the trainers in the TCAL network are retired teachers, who may themselves need help using the latest technology. To support the development of the trainer network, Rose and her colleagues developed a system of micro-credentialing.
And at each level, they have to complete certain tasks. For each task, they get a small badge. And then when they finish a level, they get not only a badge in our professional development portal, which is a learning management system, but also that we issue them a Credly badge. They have an external badge that shows what they did to earn that badge.
Credly is a digital credentialing platform that allows companies and programs like TCAL to develop and issue micro-credentials or badges. Rose and her colleagues wanted to find a way to motivate trainers in their network to progress through the different levels of the TCAL professional development curriculum.
So I went to the ISTE standards, and I took the ISTE standards for students, and I applied those to the first two levels. So by the time that the tech integration coaches are done with the first two levels, they should be familiar with all of the ISTE standards for students, and they should have at least one experience to show how you might apply that in a learning situation. And then the next two levels are based on the ISTE standards for educators. So the same thing. I want them to be very familiar with those standards and also to see how those might apply as they're starting to think about how do you share that with the people back in your local program. Because remember, we're still all about building that local program capacity.
The ISTE standards are used to develop each level of the TCAL teacher training, ultimately supporting local program development and capacity building.
And then the final level, which is, we call it the master level, they're supposed to more or less reproduce this kind of system within their local program in order to develop more coaches on their own sites.
Rose says the standards help people effectively focus on the important fundamentals of digital literacy, regardless of the specific technologies available in any given learning environment.
It's not talking about a specific tech tool. In fact, it veers away from that because the tech tools that we're using today may be obsolete in 3 years. even if you don't necessarily have access to the computers in your classroom, you can still work on these ideas of digital literacy and media information and being able to analyze that. And then you can take them to the digital literacy aspects of that afterwards. So it's very easy for me to incrementally introduce the digital aspect based on these standards, starting with maybe less technology and moving toward more technologies as people become more comfortable.
TCAL also created online webinars called Tech Intel, where coaches and teachers show each other how they're integrating technology into the classroom.
But the Tech Intels are not limited to the live webinar experience, because we record those sessions and then we package them with a couple of questions to make sure people just didn't turn it on and walk away.
Rose says TCAL has turned the corner in technology integration for its adult literacy mission. That success takes teamwork, she says. The State Director for Adult Education and Literacy at the Texas Workforce Commission has played a key role in this.
Because he has worked very hard to have adult education and literacy students recognized as legitimate students, especially on the community college campuses. And that has enabled them to get student ID cards, which means they can use the computer labs. He has pushed distance learning, so we have students that may not be able to physically get to class because they're on an oil rig here in Texas, or they're in a rural area, or they're working, to be able to continue to improve their literacy skills. So we've gotten a lot of support from our state office as far as making sure that we have the resources necessary to move the needle in terms not only of technology, but specifically integrated technology where it's going to impact the students' literacy, their job outcomes, and, you know, their outcomes for their family and their communities.
Some of the most important skills workers need today are employability skills, like teamwork, customer service, and communication. How can technology help develop these skills? Remember Carrie Straub with Mersion? Their tool is a great example of how the ISTE standards can work in practice. The company began as a way to train classroom teachers and has expanded to include customer service representatives, supervisors, and even nurses and medical professionals who can practice delivering a tough diagnosis to patients. The ISTE standards about communication and collaboration emphasize the ways in which technology can actually enhance human connection. Straub says that human connection through technology interface is a critical aspect of their work.
Interpersonal skills are at the core of what we do. We want people to get better and better at them. And so in that same vein, if you're working and practicing in a system, we believe that you need to have a human component if you're going to get better at your interpersonal skills, right? If not, then you're practicing with an, if you're practicing with an AI tool like some of this AI, like Alexa or Siri or something like that, those tools are not sufficiently robust to be able to stretch your interpersonal skills.
The technology was developed by three professors at the University of Central Florida. Two were in teacher education, and one was a computer scientist. And they wanted to find new ways to support teacher training and development. The Orlando area is a hotbed of simulation for the military and aerospace, so Straub says that's where they looked first for inspiration.
And they said, wow, if we can create a simulator and essentially allow teachers to crash the plane before they really go into the classroom and crash it with real kids, then it would give them a chance to learn and be better and be ready on day one.
With support from the Gates Foundation, the team conducted their first research with school districts and teachers, eventually expanding to numerous university partners and finally commercializing the technology, making it available to a wider audience.
And we said, what if we applied these same learning principles to the corporate setting and looked at workforce development? So you've got people that have maybe just graduated from high school and are now going into jobs that require some customer service skills or problem solving skills or teamwork that maybe they didn't get practice in their academic settings. And so, again, we said we can help close that gap.
The company now works with a variety of industries. Learners engage with the avatars using their computers, doing away with logistical headaches and high cost of in-person training. Straub says many companies are focused on helping their workers develop skills such as communication and empathy.
They're looking for them to be able to ask questions, open-ended questions, to really uncover what's going on. Or they're looking for them to connect or to find out more and dive deeper into a situation. So companies all have like the values that are the things that they're looking for. But a lot of times they focus around those same skills. And I would say empathy is the linchpin. So you have to have empathy when a customer comes up. You can't be like, hey, that's not my problem. And so their employees learn how to take ownership and say, oh my gosh, let me help you with this. Let's find a way together to resolve this issue.
The company has a partnership with Best Western to train front desk clerks to improve their problem-solving skills. That's the training you heard me doing at the beginning of the episode. The learner can enter simulations based on real situations Best Western employees encounter every day. Mersion has simulation specialists who are also subject matter experts. They can design an interaction that feels authentic and is also standardized.
The people that we partner with come to the table as subject matter experts and say, hey, this is our content area. So this is the technical information that might come up or some of the jargon that might come up. And this is how we would like people to respond. And these are the type of reactions that other people might have. So once we kind of do a brain dump and we get all of that information, we design an authentic experience. We call that a scenario that learners can go through and practice.
Straub says when managers begin using the Mersion technology, they're often surprised at how much more effective simulated learning can be when compared to more traditional training programs.
They were giving them some type of evaluation and looking at how they were applying it back on the job. But when they actually see in real time how people are responding and employing or not employing the content that they've been delivering for years, it's a real eye-opener for them. People can only bring to the table the skills that they have. So that is, it's a real motivator for learning managers because they say, wow, we've been using X framework for all these years and we just brought in 60% of our employees didn't even use X framework. You know, what do we need to redesign to be able to make sure that everybody's being consistent and standardized?
The Mersion technology embodies the ISTE standards in many areas, including the importance of learners constructing their own knowledge.
If they know they have to do a simulation and actually perform something, prior to the training, they'll come up and say, oh my gosh, what do I need to know? What are best practices? Tell me what all the techniques and strategies I need to use are. So they come to me asking for resources and construct their own knowledge in advance so that when it comes time to do the simulation, they're prepared and they're not caught off guard. And they can even do multiple attempts and look at resources in between. And you're not able to do that in a webinar. It's not like you get a redo. Right. So that's one of my favorite things about our technology is it puts the learning back into the hands of the learner and they gain experience over time and they use the resources that you give them to make them more polished or more professional or approach the situation better.
Mersion is also working with the College of William and Mary under a National Science Foundation grant to design simulations that put people in scenarios where they see inequity happening in the workplace and must address it.
And so the learners have gotten what we call bystander training, and they have to step in. And so there's a specific procedure for doing that the research indicates is the safe way to do it and be equitable for everyone and also leave the door open for further conversation. And it's been great for us because this is something that's really important in this day and age, and we want to get this right. We want to partner with people that are really thoughtful about this work. And so the series of simulations that they've designed give a safe place for people to go in and practice what are really difficult and challenging conversations, but that are equally as important to get right. And that's another reason simulation is so beneficial because it gives you a safe practice space. And for these really important conversations about equity and diversity and inclusion of everyone in the workplace, we have to practice and get better at it.
Tools like Mersion and the T-Call program are just two examples of how the ISTE standards are used in practice. Joseph South says the standards help us understand the relationship between the skills we might gain in a learning environment and how they translate to the essential skills we need today. And as technology, learning, and the world of work continue to evolve, so will the standards.
You need to be an effective digital citizen, whether you're at school, whether you're at work, or whether you're at home. You need to be a creative communicator and be really effective at doing that, whether you're at school, work, or home, or out in the community. We describe essentially life skills that help you be effective with digital tools and digital environments, no matter what context you're in. There's no boundary, there's no limit to where these standards are effective. And the more we can align how we use the standards in our formal learning settings with how we use them in informal or workforce settings, then the more prepared we will all be for the challenges that life throws at us.
We'd like to thank our guest today, as well as our executive producer, Megan Kamrick. We'd also like to thank the amazing production team at ISTE, including Chief Learning Officer Joseph South, Joan Lee, Brandon Olszewski, and Umber Zuberi. ISTE inspires educators worldwide to use technology to innovate teaching and learning, accelerate good practice, and solve tough problems in education by providing community, knowledge, and the ISTE standards a framework for rethinking education and empowering learners. This podcast is funded through the generous support of Walmart. I'm Stephen Yadzinski. Thank you for listening to Upskill with EdTech.